The Mariana Trench in the Pacific is the deepest part of the world's oceans. You might think a place that remote would be untouched by human activity, but the Mariana Trench is polluted. NPR's Christopher Joyce reports on an unexpected discovery.
7 miles down in the Mariana Trench, the water is near freezing, and the pressure would crush a human like a bug. Scientists have only recently explored it. Among them is biologist Alan Jameson of Newcastle University in England. His team dropped what they call a mechanical lander down into the trench. It had cameras and water samplers and some baited traps. They didn't really know what they'd find. When the lander surfaced, the traps contained amphipods, shrimp-like crustaceans. Amphipods are known to live at great depths, but Jameson thought there might be something to learn from these. He took them to an environmental scientist.
So we just sort of turned up with this really weird-looking animal. And joking aside, he came back and said, these are really badly contaminated.
Contaminated with PCBs, toxic chemicals used for decades in industry, as well as other industrial pollutants.
Every sample we had had contaminants in it at very high or extraordinarily high levels.
How high? Jameson compared the contamination level in Mariana amphipods to crabs living in one of China's most polluted rivers.
And what we're finding in the deepest place in the world were hugely higher, 50 times in some cases.
The team found the same thing in another deep-sea trench in the Pacific. Jameson describes the results in the journal Nature, Ecology, and Evolution. He thinks the pollutants might get there by latching onto plastic that's floating in the ocean. Fish and other marine animals absorb pollutants as well. Eventually, the plastic and the dead animals fall to the bottom. Like dirt in your house, a lot of it will collect at the lowest points.
Once it gets deeper and deeper and deeper, there's nowhere else for it to go, because there's no mechanism to put it back to the surface again.
PCBs were banned decades ago, but they're still out there. Marine biologist Catherine Daffhorn at the University of New South Wales in Australia says the discovery shows that they end up in unexpected places.
A lot of chemicals will have far-reaching impacts that we don't necessarily know about.
And Jameson says people should think about those places, even if they're out of sight.
We've got to remember that planet Earth is mostly deep sea, and to think that it's okay just to ignore it is a little bit irresponsible.
Christopher Joyce, NPR News.